This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
According to Trend Micro Security Prediction for 2018, there are two elements that make up an attacker's arsenal: its skills and resources. An attacker cannot set out to break security or even perform sophisticated attacks without finding weak points in the systems first. Things like malware attacks, email-borne heist, hack devices, and the list goes on, requires vulnerabilities in the network, whether in the form of technology or people, in order to be pulled off. And poor implementation of technology only just adds to the likelihood of threats being realized. Having protection where and when it's needed will become more of the backbone of security in this ever-shifting threat landscape. And here with me today to talk about how you can better protect yourself in areas like business email compromise or BEC, which we'll get to that in just a bit later, and also the threat landscape so far at the moment, is Goh Chee Ho. He's the Managing Director for Trend Micro Malaysia. Chee Ho, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the, according to the report, you know, the start of it, it says that, you know, this year we will see digital extortion as the core of, you know, most of cyber criminals' business model, and it will sort of propel them into other schemes that will get them potentially hefty payouts. How has it been so far in terms of the landscape of the cyber criminals' business models? Has it changed so much? And do you see this happening in Malaysia as well? Is there a rise in Malaysia?
Security threat landscape, we're getting worse and worse and worse.
Oh.
The majority due to a couple of reasons. The first reason is a lot of people thought ransomware is nothing new. Mm. It has been there for some time. But ransomware, the way they attack the organization is changed. In the past, majority is the hacker will do the research to identify the target organization. They're launching an attack. This is more to a one-to-one. But today, ransomware, the hacker changing the business model. They change the subscription. They want to recruit partner, recruit reseller. Hey, why don't you join my network? You might have better understanding, do better research than what I understand. You can subscribe to my services and we can do profit sharing.
Partner and reseller. This sounds like a proper business.
Proper business proposition. So this is a ransomware. Second thing is vulnerability. Vulnerability is one of the very serious issues, especially last year when WannaCry come in the picture. They make a big storm about an attack, can launching an attack through vulnerability without user clicking attachment, without user clicking a URL. But today, you see a lot of IoT bring into the market. You can see webcam, you can see, we talk about Industry 4.0, a lot of robotic arm come to the picture. And most of these kind of devices, they specialize to develop or to build to do certain function and operate, whereby they're full of vulnerability. Hacker capitalize this kind of opportunity to launching an attack. This is something that's alarming. IoT is upcoming, it's alarming. Third thing, let's talk about BEC. BEC is something, the impact is huge because the majority, what is BEC? A lot of people understand, well, what is BEC? BEC is attacker try to leverage email to gain access to a corporate network with the objective to transfer fund out to become a criminal account, to the criminal account.
Mm-hmm.
Damages can be ranging from $100,000 to $1 million.
This is like phishing emails?
Kind of phishing email.
Right.
The phishing email, the way they attack, they've got a two-way to attack. The hacker, pretty smart, they're crafting an email exactly like a C-level, a CEO or president, the way they send to the finance department, hey, please settle this payment, non-pending payment, the vendor chasing me, please remit this payment.
Right, so they pretend to be the managing director or someone big in the firm itself.
Yep.
Ah, okay.
So this is the first attack. Second attack, even more scary. They try to sending a phishing email to trap the C-level people, CEO, president, high-ranking people, to click certain attachment, to click certain URL, and hijack the password. One, they got valid password. They mean they're legal user. They can easily sign to a corporate network and check how their purchase order, how their payment system, and do a lot of damages. Traditional security is not catered to filter a legal user and the organization because the user says, yeah, it's a legal email ID. It's exactly from the email at domain from the C-level people. It's nothing wrong. So they make the payment.
Wow.
So this is scary. The second method is scary and difficult to deal with.
Do we see any of these, you know, the IoT stuff, the BAC stuff happening here in Malaysia?
It's happening. In Malaysia, a lot of, you can see, especially one industry like glove industry, the pieces are so well. And the order is piling up. So majority is depend on resources, become challenges for them to catch up those order. So a lot of manufacturing like semicon also, they try to implement a lot of industry IoT to maximize the productivity. So whereby this kind of machine is subject to a lot of those vulnerability. Mm. And today the IoT network is being opened into those corporate traditional network called OT. A lot of terms you will see IIoT. IoT is industrial IoT. OT means operation technology, the traditional network. So these two networks try to merge, whereby the traditional IT people very concerned. When IIoT network, the data, the pollution might come into the traditional corporate network and compromise the application server.
Mm, because a lot of these IoT devices currently don't have enough capabilities, security, firewalls in place in them because they're just really tiny and small. Right?
Tiny, majority they have IoT majority built designed for to execute certain items. So it's difficult very difficult for vendor to install a software into them. So majority most likely you need to put a network devices. A network devices can be IPS. Can be advanced threat protection to filter any traffic come up from these particular devices and do a filtering. Only legitimate traffic, good traffic that pass through these devices and can enter the corporate network.
Mm-hmm. Now, from the report, it states that BEC or business email compromise attacks will have a projected growth of about $9 billion in this year in 2018. And you mentioned about how it's kind of how they kind of go about it. But why is it just, it's so, I understand the point where, traditional security, that it's just not capable enough to stop BAC because it looks like it's a legitimate user accessing this. So what can we do here? Because it's just so real.
Okay. Some people asking, why email? Why email is a platform that people targeted? Why not other devices like thumb drive, USB and so on? Because majority of today, we operate in a global organization. Email is a very critical, playing a critical role for us, our day-to-day communication. So user capitalize this kind of opportunity and do crafting some of the email and targeting those authority people, majority with objective transfer fund. So why traditional solution not able to cater this kind of thing? Traditional, you heard about a lot of word called anti-virus software. Their job is filter virus. Anti-spam, to filter spam email. As I mentioned just now, if this user password being hijacked, they're a legal user. There are no virus, there are no attachment. What can you do? As an organization, we spot this kind of challenges. What can we do? In the last couple of years, we put in a lot of R&D effort and we're able to come up technology, cutting edge technology called writing style. Every person have a unique way to writing email.
Wow.
How you put full stop, how you put capital letter, how you combine those Malaysian language, Chinese, Bahasa, English all together. So everybody have a unique way to writing an email. What this technology do is that they have artificial intelligence to screen through maybe a 500 email, 1,000 email to understand the form of DNA, how this person writing an email. So as and when a new email is sent to the sender, so they'll do a filter. If this email is something different from the way they write, if yes, then notice the sender, hey, this email seems like it's a little bit fishy. For the last N thousand of email, the user do not use this kind of language, do not put this kind of full stop, please double verify with the sender.
Ah.
So to notify the recipient. It's very important because I cannot notify the sender, otherwise the hacker will know already alert. So we notify the recipient to double verify, especially though email have a financial intention.
Mm.
So this is called writing style that we introduce in the market. Majority to capture those user, high profile user that the password get compromised and they're a legal user. Traditional security solution will bypass all this kind of thing.
How difficult has it been to implement AI in something like this, where it's a writing style, where the variations is probably in the millions, right?
Okay, so what we do is, as a technology, majority is a traditional way, we embedded this capability into our existing product. So majority, they still install into a gateway messaging system, either in a cloud or on-prem. So what this technology do is, first you need to select those high-profile users. Mm-hmm. You select all the users that are reading an email, it might be done productive. Majority is just select a group, a bunch of a senior executive, whereby you need to learn their writing style. So you select this kind of user and turn on this engine to learn the past few hundred emails that they're writing. So when they cross the threshold 500, then this technology start to function to alert the sender. But they need to learn for a few hundred emails before they start to function.
And what's the accuracy like, or do you even look at accuracy of? Because I'm sure it's important because you don't want to get an email that was legitimately from the managing director of financial department, but it's labeled as this is a spam.
So majority is AI is ongoing learning. Mm. It's like though a search engine. Majority is the beautiful thing is we do not block the email. We do not delete the email, we do not quarantine the email. So anything fishy, anything something new, so we inform the sender. So please do not do any execution until unless you double verify.
Right.
So the sender, the recipient can have an alert. It's up to the recipient. Of course, most of the recipient, if you talk about money wire transfer, definitely they verify with the sender. Mm. So majority is even though it's a false positive, false alarm, majority it just create awareness, alert to the recipient.
Because we tend to just believe it is so much.
Execute, yeah.
You know, we see an email saying like, can you please transfer this money to this account? Vendor is chasing me. We just do it because we want to be efficient as well.
Especially CEO email. And then they got to write, know exactly a payment system, how they work.
Exactly. So has it been hard to try and trace who exactly are behind, you know, BEC itself? And why has it been hard to find these you know, attackers?
It's very difficult to find because today, hacker, they got many ways to attack the organization. Let's give you a classic example. The motive of hacker, they make you very difficult to trace and they can be what we call is a self-destroy by themselves. Mm. They're very difficult for you to do even in forensic. For example, if I want to create attack, after attack, the damage is done, I'll do self-destroy. You can't even trace it. Wow. And most of the URL link or attachment only appear by second or by hour. You get removed. Some even more terrible, they do not use the hacker internet network to compromise because they know you're able to trace them. Some hacker, the purpose is to, the attack organization maybe have a high infrastructure. They're using that organization infrastructure to launch an attack. Wow. You need to trace, maybe that organization is a bank, is a telco. Yeah, they say is you can do a suitcase about this bank and this telco. Got to hijack the network and turn this network into zombie to create another attack. Mm. So direct attention is become very, very challenging and critical, difficult to trace all this kind of attack.
So that's why it's really impossible to prevent, but it's all about mitigating in that sense then.
Prevention majority is divided into, we can minimize the impact. We cannot say, oh, guarantee 100% you are secure. Majority always told people, take a technology, take a people and process. Make sure technology is up to date. They can able to protect the past, the present, and also the future. Especially BEC, you need to have a different technology to deal with BEC. Second thing is, I think it's a lot of people thought of buying a solution, implement, putting down there,
and
they'll
done.
Sell it, done. It doesn't work this way. Security, solution, depreciate by second. Not to scare you, every day, got a few hundred thousand new malware generated, new sample. So that's why I say you need to make sure technology keep up to date with the virus pattern, with the scan engine, with the patches. So processing to put in place to keep regularly update this kind of software to make sure they're updated. Second thing is, you always heard a word called SOC. Secret operating center, it become is very critical to sizable organization. Because targeted attack can come in any second, anytime. And it's targeted. What I mean targeted? They mean this attack only happened in A organization. Only. And the rest of the world do not have it. So as for vendor like us, nobody making noise about this attack. So majority of these people do not create a pattern. So you need a monitor center, a SOC center to keep monitor any unusual traffic. Then raise a flag. So when a flag track cross a threshold, that means the vendor need to inform the customer, hey, there got certain abnormal traffic keep happening, especially midnight. Most of the employees already go home. How come the abnormal traffic keep enter in the organization, try to break the password? So SOC is playing an important role. So there got few things, majority is the technology, services. The last portion is people. People is important. So people like C-level people, how can they know this is a phishing email and not phishing email? So Trend Micro putting some initiative to do a lot of education about this portion. First, we have a tool called Phishing Insight. You need to do audit. How well is the organization knowledge? So it's like a fire drill. So we're putting a phishing email, no harm phishing email, to send to all the user and see who are the user clicking it. Then with this report, then we customize a training. They call Phishing Insight Training. They're about 30 minutes. Course of training. After training, you need the password to the exam. Some organizations are very strict for those people who click, they get compromised by this drill. You need to force to go through this kind of 30-minute courses and pass the exam, then only come in here. So this is some of the steps that we do.
I'm speaking to Goh Chee Ho, the Managing Director for Trend Micro Malaysia. And when we come back, we'll talk about how you can be more aware to better protect yourself from cyber attacks like BEC. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Before Friday materializes, BFM 89.9.
And we're back. My name is Jeff Sandu and I'm here with Goh Chee Ho. He's the Managing Director for Trend Micro Malaysia. And we're talking about the Business Email Compromise, or BEC. Early on, Chee Ho, we were talking about how it all happens, and those listening would be thinking like, ah, this would never happen to me. I would never fall for it. Because surely it can't be that difficult to spot. But what's the percentage like for those who has fallen for it in the test that you conduct?
Not to scare you, for those normal organization, they're not highly regulated by the financial institution or cybersecurity Malaysia, they tend to have double digit.
Wow.
Double digit is a scary thing. Yeah. Double digit to get compromised. So majority is for those highly regulated organization, maybe they have a low single digit. When they're like, Trend Micro, I still remember our chief security officer or CEO gave him a task. If Trend Micro cross the threshold 0.1%, you have a big trouble.
Wow.
So every quarter, every 6 months, we have a go to exam. Yeah. Every employee will go to exam, go to refreshment course to make sure do and don't and practice for our organization to prevent phishing. Because employee play an important role. Because the threat is coming in too fast. So people play an important role to minimize or prevent this kind of attack.
And if only everyone can be, you know, as low as 0.1% in every organization, so I guess that would be the dream, and that's where you're trying to help people out. And then in the technology front, you're talking about, you know, we need to implement technologies, or at least, you know, put in place technologies that can protect us from the past, the present, and also the future. Now, talking about the future, because there are so many rapid changes that's happening, how do we make technology, you know, be up to date as to, you know, as you mentioned, every second it's depreciating already. So how do we do with this? How do we deal with this technology front?
So I answer this question in a two way. What is a vendor? How the vendor deal about it? Then come to a customer, how to deal about it? As a vendor, we've got a two R&D team. One is deal with the product. So we need to understand the upcoming infrastructure. We talk about maybe 20 years ago. We talk about network, the brand called Norvell. Then last couple of years, we talk about cloud. Everybody moving in the cloud. If the organization, Trend Micro, we do not able to develop a solution, the security can sit on top of cloud, then how people have a peace of mind moving to the cloud. So ability to understand the infrastructure transformation, understand the infrastructure change is very important to make sure the technology is able to catch up on this transformation. Second thing is the user behavior have changed today. So ability to understand user behavior change is so important. Today, user carry a couple of devices. I personally carry 3 devices. And they no longer just depend on Microsoft. They have Dropbox, they have all kind of app on the cloud. So ability to understand how the user behavior change is important, because you cannot restrict them. Restrict them, they limit the productivity innovation. So ability to understand user behavior change is important. Majority, we need to protect the user instead of protect the device. So a lot of people previously were talking about protect the devices. I give a protection for these devices. No, today user moving, swapping devices now and there. People changing phone every couple of months.
And there's the whole BYOD trend as well. So people bringing their own laptops.
So ability to under user is second thing that we do. Of course, the third portion, we will threat research. Trend Micro spending a lot of investment into threat research. The past threat research, the current, and also future threat research. One of the things that we do well is called vulnerability. So in globally, we have a team called Zero Day Initiative. Internal, external engineer add up about 4,000 plus. What this guy do is discover any devices, any system that got vulnerability. When they discover this vulnerability, they report to Trend Micro. Trend Micro verify it's vulnerability. They immediately we inform the vendor. Vendor can be Microsoft, Oracle, Cisco. Let them double confirm this vulnerability. Once they confirm, then they get a healthy reward given to the people who discover this vulnerability to make the safer place for us to access computing. So the portion of the vendor do for customer, because customer always say the word, budget not enough. Yeah, this is a very common word, budget not enough. Yeah, security is never have enough budget. So what we do is always advise the user, other business user, and also home user, prioritize those things that matter for you. Either it's a business application, infrastructure, prioritize those and force rank them. So having an application concern review, the policy and process to make sure our right technology being protected to critical application or system is important. Because nobody have enough budget. So you prioritize what those things that matter for you is important.
And some may not fully understand zero day itself. What does zero day attacks mean?
Zero day majority is something new. They only happen now, that never happened before. So majority is they make a lot of people in a panic mood. Most of the time, they might not even have a vaccine. to deal with them. So this become a very challenging for organizations like Trend Micro to deal with this thing by using just depend on their traditional what we call protection method. So what we put as a vendor, we develop a funnel system. So every traffic come in, we have a technology called wireless pattern. A pretty straightforward wireless pattern is to filter the known malware. We know this is a bad one, immediately filter them. The balance traffic, they still got some gray area. I'm not sure whether good or bad. Then we embedded a technology called machine learning. Machine learning is like an artificial intelligence. They use mathematics, statistics, algorithm to predict whether this is a good or bad traffic. So this is a second layer. If this layer fails, then they do behavior monitoring. What is the behavior intention? For example, let's say a traffic come in here, they try to encrypt a certain file. We let the file encrypt. Before a file start encrypt, we do a backup. The technology is smart enough to do auto backup and restore. They let the hacker encrypt one file, two file, maybe reach to 10 file. We realize the encryption method is not right. We terminate the encryption. What happened to the first 10 file already encrypted? Luckily, we got a backup, so we're able to restore the file.
Right.
So this is the third behavior monitoring. So bad. Everything, every filter you bypass. What are you going to do? The last thing called sandbox. Sandbox is a technology, it's appliances. Majority is you divert the traffic into a safer place and execute the file to know exactly whether it's good or bad. This is the only way. It's like a traditional way. Thousand years ago, the doctor not even have a medicine or research to know exactly what this disease. The only thing is they put the virus infect themselves. To know exactly what it is. So this is the last portion. You tower the traffic and execute exactly see what is the intention of these two. Then you know what is the thing. This is the way to deal with zero day attack.
And finally, on the people side, what can we do? How can we be more vigilant in order to understand things like, you know, phishing, the BAC stuff? What are some of the things that we could, you know, just be not leave technology aside? Personally, what can we do to order to be more just vigilant about all these things?
So my advice to prevent you to get impacted by BAC, there are a couple of things you can do. When you receive a stranger email with a URL attachment, think twice before you click and execute them. So this is important. Second thing is, majority is you need to understand the email intention. Email intention. So majority is, suddenly all the world CEO maybe do not ask you, do not write such email. Suddenly they write such email with intention to do certain financial thing. So you better watch out, better send. The third thing is backup. Never run away with backup. Make sure you do backup. You do a patch security update. Fourth thing is follow company good practices. Do and don't. I think most organizations did list out some of the best practices. Do and don't. The last portion is Trend Micro did offer some free course on the web called Phishing Insight. I strongly recommend people go and download these particular courses. It's 30-minute courses. You can read through and drive through and do a drill for organization. This is a couple of steps that can prevent you to minimize the impact.
And for some organizations, when they listen to this and then they realize, you know, oh, you know, like in terms of SOC and having someone in charge and security is ever changing, they may not have the funds. As you mentioned, you know, security is always at the least when it comes to budgeting, right? It's always trying to minimize security. For the SMEs, for the startups, in the growing larger needs here, how do they go about in terms of dealing with the cost of security?
Whereas SMB, the startup organization, they always have a challenge about additional fund they put in into a security. As a responsible security vendor, what we do is we able to innovate certain commercial package that fit well into the startup and SMB, what we call a subscription model. Most of the time, you buy security solution, you need to pay upfront a big lump sum. Eventually, you pay a small maintenance subsequent year. So we're changing a model. Instead of pay a big upfront, why don't you pay me a subscription? A small subscription every year. For even those, for some small startup, if they want to move into a cloud, we even charge by consumption base.
Right.
If you use the software for 2 hours, you just pay 2 hours. Yeah. You use the software for 1 hour, just pay 1 hour. That kind of flexibility that we implement to those to address the SMB market, they have challenges on those budgeting issue.
And 2019 is approaching very soon. I think, you know, just in a few more blinks of an eye, it will be 2019 already. What are you looking on the horizon that will happen here in Malaysia in terms of attacks and just the cyber criminal activity itself, the threat landscape itself?
what we see is, what I believe from a prediction is nothing much changes in terms of the top track, but the way they evolve is getting smarter. As I mentioned, ransomware already changing into subscription model. And you see, at the same time, is that you can see last few years, Bitcoin only cost about a few hundred. Today, Bitcoin costs about 6,000, 7,000. So this will motivate the hacker, continue develop this thing. So this is one of the methods. Second thing is IoT is become scary. IoT majority is vulnerability on those devices. Previously, a lot of people only worry about vulnerability in the system. Do I patch my system application, my software? People most of the time put a lot of effort to patching the software or application. But most of the time, I ask a customer, when's the last time you do patching for your webcam? I need to do webcam? Do you need patching for webcam? When's the last time you do patching for your switches and router or print server? Or do I need to do this thing? I say, yes. Most of these devices have full vulnerability. But in reality, it becomes very difficult for organizations to shut down the network, shut down the router, a camera to do patching. It's impossible. So a new method needs to be introduced to fight again, because hacker know it's impossible for you to bring down all this car for critical infrastructure just sake of patching. Yeah. If you don't patch, you get compromised. So new technology need to be put in place to constantly protect all this kind of portion. The third will be those BEC. BEC will not go, because BEC in terms of the losses is huge. And email is one of the best way to compromise organization. So this is the top trading. We still see they'll continue ongoing. Mm.
At the end of the day, it kind of looks like all the ways that cyber criminals are using to attack companies are still pretty much the same over the past 10 years or so, at least since the dawn of, you know, these kind of technologies becoming very common as a business model. You know, they still use emails and stuff, right? How do you actually keep up with the changes in the landscape and also, you know, figure out what's going to happen in 2019? How do you go about that? As Trend Micro itself, as a cybersecurity company itself.
So in order to deal with all this kind of a fast pace of changing ability, as I mentioned, ability to understand what you call internal call, Trend Micro call, three word, infrastructure change, user behavior change, and also the threat landscape. This is a fundamental R&D that will put in a lot of effort. Besides this thing also, I think a right business model in place is also important, because we can't just having a good product without people implement a solution, without people manage a solution. As for Trend Micro, especially in Malaysia, we do have a lot of certified partner. Majority is a trained certified partner to make sure all the product that we sold, the right capable technical people to implement and manage a product. After implement, manage a product, customers say, hey, how can I administration the product? I need to run the product, manage the product. Either I manage by myself or by SOC. Not everybody can afford SOC. If they want to manage by themselves, Trend Micro, do they having an authorized training center? And this authorized training center, they provide full range of our solution training. And this can be claimable, refundable by HRTF fund. So make it affordable for those people to pick up their skill if they want, or to subscribe to Trend Micro partner or Trend Micro SOC services to give them 24/7 monitor services. So majority divide into technology, concept, R&D, research, a process, a services, technical capability put in place. Third thing is a self-protecting. That means the user itself also need to pick up the necessary do and don't in order to prevent all this kind of attack.
Chio, I hope 2019 is a better year for businesses and organizations. But in that, in hindsight, it I'm also hoping it's a good business year for you as well. So, but you know, two can't really go along. You having a very good business year means there are a lot of vulnerabilities that's happening around. But hopefully it's a win-win for both sides as well. It's been a fascinating conversation with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Goh Chee Ho, the Managing Director of Trend Micro Malaysia, talking about Business Email Compromise, or BEC. And hopefully you've learned a thing or two to stay protected. If you missed any parts of the show, you can download the podcast available on bfm.my, or better yet, get the app. My name is Jeff Sandu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.